from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Rob Ninkovich. He was on with the Greg Hill Show earlier this morning. And he's saying, everybody relax. You can't start Drake May. If you start him, then he's going to go out there. He's going to get killed. I've heard that over and over again.
Why?
You can't put him out there. He's going to get killed. Drake May, if you play him, he's going to get killed. He'll be out for the year. It's going to ruin him. He's going to be ruined mentally, physically, all these things. Going to be just completely ruined. Do you think that little of Drake May mentally?
Like, I do not.
Right? Like, I mean, I feel like that's really selling the kid short, if that's how you feel. Well, if you put him out there and the team's no good, he's going to get ruined. He's just going to be completely ruined like Mac Jones was ruined. I don't look at him that way.
I don't really worry about either, because to me, you can't worry about injuries. But if you said, are you worried about him getting killed mentally or physically more, it would be physically.
Physically, I'd agree with
mentally,
that.
Mentally, I see somebody who is made for this, mm-hmm. is ready for this. And what that exactly means and how that would play out, I don't know. But is there a chance, like, they blow out his ACL and then he takes a full year plus to recover and now he's 2 years in and you're still trying to get experience for him? Yeah, sure, that could happen. But, you know, Joe Burrow got hurt and he seemed fine.
He did.
Right? Like,
and then Andrew Luck got hurt and retired at 29. So, I mean, there's
but he got hurt and then hurt and right. then hurt and then hurt and then hurt. Like, it was it wore
They
on
never
him.
Protected him, yeah.
Right. That was a long-term issue, not a one-off seasonal issue. But no, mentally, do I think they could break him? I don't think you break.
Not this year.
If he's really good.
3 more years of this, maybe.
I guess. But if he's as good as he's supposed to be, there won't be 3 more years of this because he'll be a part of the solution in the future. I have this. You don't break quarterbacks. They're already breakable. And I don't think he's breakable. I think he's a good one. I think he's a special one. I think he has the total makeup. And I think the Patriots have alluded to this with last year being more of a struggle and how he wouldn't throw teammates under the bus and everything he had to deal with and handle and the whole stupid story about they went way too long watching his worst game ever against NC State, so they didn't have time to get to his good game. I'm buying the story, hook, line, and sinker, the narrative. I really am.
You're all in. All in on Drake May.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't I be? Give me a reason to not be all in on Drake May.
Well, because he fell off in his sophomore year. Didn't have as good of a statistical season in the ACC. I mean, that's why I wasn't as high on him as other people. But, you know, that's a reason, I think.
But, you know, guys do that. Like, guys fall off.
Sure.
Caleb Williams fell off last year.
That's
so
why I wasn't a big
either,
fan
right?
of him. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan
Caleb
of any
Williams
of these quarterbacks,
against Notre
honestly.
Dame. You know, that would have been a long conversation if
Definitely.
The Patriots sat down with him. What went wrong here and here and here? Oh, and let's go back to you crying on your mama's shoulder. You know, you want to tell us about that?
Absolutely.
And what's the deal with the pendant you gave all your linemen that looks like a ball sack?
Saw that. Is that real?
It seemed to be.
I thought that was like an internet joke. If you haven't seen it, there's like this gold-plated scrotum, basically.
Yeah, it looks like
it's
the
not
thing.
Real. Okay.
It wasn't?
It says it's not real.
You sure about that? I don't know. A lot of
it looked like it couldn't have been real. Like, it looked like there's no way.
Well, it looked like
that.
The thing that some of those trucks have. You pull up behind a truck and they have it dangling from the trailer hitch.
Every time I'm in New Hampshire, which is often, I see at least like a half a dozen.
I hate those.
Things.
They offend me. I don't get offended by much. Those offend me.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just the human anatomy. There's nothing wrong with that.
That was a fake Dove Kleinman account.
A fake Dove Kleinman tweet? That
if there's anything worse than the real Dove Kleinman.
Here they are. Okay, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see right now this was not actually something that was given. It's got like veins.
All right, relax. You don't have to describe it so specifically.
Gross. Oh, that's gross. But yeah, that is not something that Caleb Williams did. Out of the three top three guys, Daniels won the Heisman. So I was like, all right, he played at LSU. I know he had those 4 years at Arizona State that weren't great, but he eventually figured it out, and it looks like he's maybe the best talent out of these three guys. And I read into that, you know? Like, I know tools are important, and it's important to sort of, you know, not necessarily look at the entire body of work in college, but also what they can develop into. That's all fair, and I agree with that. But in terms of, like, who's going to rescue a team right away, a team that needs help and a turnaround quickly, I wasn't really all that sold on any of these guys.
So if you made me the top three, well, let's just do the top three.
Mm-hmm.
I know May doesn't get included in the top three when it comes to the NFL players survey.
No, he does not. He's not even in the top five.
But he was drafted third, so he's in the top three.
Yep.
Which of the top three is most physically breakable?
Physically breakable, probably
Jaden Daniels.
Probably Daniels, I'd say.
He weighs like a, remember, he was afraid
he's a little guy. Yeah, right.
Because there was speculation he weighed like 178 pounds or something and super skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the top three is most mentally fragile, breakable?
I would say Williams for sure.
The guy who was balling on his mother's shoulder and the guy whose dad wanted to basically break tax laws in Illinois with his contract and everything.
They wanted him to like own a part of the team or something.
Very
right?
shady.
That was some
the
weird
whole thing.
Rumor. A lot of fake stuff has come out about Caleb Williams too, so I don't know if that
one
is
it's not all real,
true.
But I believe some of it. I absolutely believe some of it. So, therefore, you got the most physically and mentally capable quarterback of the top three, correct?
Well, not necessarily. I don't think that Drake May is as physically gifted as Jaden Daniels.
Probably not.
I think Daniels
but
is probably...
But he's not as breakable.
He's not as breakable, that's true. He's maybe not as likely to get injured, but that's different from being a better physical specimen. You know what I mean? Like, I think...
But he has his own mix of talents that are... In that world.
In the world, sure. And I don't think he's really that far behind. I mean, I didn't love any of those three, but I'd say that...
How did you not love any of those three?
I just didn't like their seasons that they had, watching them play.
Wow.
And I was watching them closely. I mean, this was a big season. I knew that the Patriots were going to be looking at quarterbacks, and I was watching these guys, and I was underwhelmed by watching them most of the year. I watched a lot of Caleb Williams games last year. He was better the year before. Same with Drake May. They both, in their year before, this past season, 2023, were much better, and I feel like their stock dropped. So, no, I wasn't that high on them.
I actually think there is nothing better in a prospect than a season in which their stock dropped, because that means they're a multi-year prospect. And I love those guys. You know what I hate? I fear... The one-year wonders. That's
like,
how
C.J. Stroud?
How about Mitchell Trubisky?
Trubisky, all right,
fellow
that's a good
North
example.
Carolina
sure,
guy.
Fine.
You think he would have fallen off if he had, I don't know, had a second season as the starting quarterback at North Carolina?
He might have. Yeah.
You might have seen some of the warts. I would be scared to hell as an NFL GM to draft the Zach Wilson and the Mitchell Trubiskys that are one-year wonders. I want the guy that's done it for multiple years and teams game plan for him and people took pot shots at him because he was the big stud quarterback on the other team. I want those guys because that's at least a precursor to the pressure and the trials and tribulations they're going to face at the next level in the
NFL. That's fair, but that's not really what I was saying. I'm not talking about one-year wonders. I'm talking about building off of your strong sophomore year or freshman year, whatever it is, and then getting better the
next
year. You
know who got worse in college? Two-time NFL MVP Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He faded.
Fair. He did.
He's okay, huh?
And that's why he's drafted later on. You're right about that. I mean, there's examples on both
sides. I love the multi-year guys that have to continue to prove it. Hey, Mac Jones, how many good years did he have?
Two.
He had one. Yeah. He had one. He was a one-year wonder.
When he took over for Hurts,
he played
he was
a little
good.
Bit. Yeah, but he had 1 year.
Fine. He had one.
It was too good and too
ish.
Easy.
One.
So Mitchell Trubisky bust. Mac Jones bust. Zach Wilson bust. 1 year wonders bust. You know who wasn't a bust? Joe Burrow, who was basically a 1 year guy, and he was awesome and still
that's
is.
That's true. Yeah, yeah,
still is.
It does not help your argument, but that's good that you brought it up.
Hey,
fair.
That's what I do.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.